The Success of Betty's Little Bakery. Betty was a young woman who loved to bake. She grew up in a small town and learned to cook from her grandmother. Every Sunday, they would bake together. Betty loved making cakes, cookies, and pies. Her favorite was chocolate cake, and she always made it for her family. One day, Betty had an idea. "What if I start my own bakery?" she thought. She knew it would be hard, but she really wanted to try. Her friends and family always said her cakes were the best. They encouraged her to follow her dream. "You can do it, Betty," said her grandmother with a big smile. Betty decided to open a small bakery in her town. She named it Betty's Little Bakery. It was a tiny shop, but it was very cute. She painted the walls pink and put small tables inside. There were flowers on each table, and the smell of fresh bread and cakes filled the air. The bakery was a happy place. At first, things were not easy. Betty had to wake up very early every day. She started baking at 5 a.m. so she could have everything ready by 8 a.m. when the shop opened. She made muffins, croissants, cookies, and her special chocolate cake. But on the first day, only a few people came. Betty felt a bit sad, but she didn't give up. The next day, Betty made some new recipes. She made lemon cake, apple pie, and sweet cinnamon rolls. She put them on the counter and waited for customers. More people came this time. They loved her baking. One woman said, "This is the best apple pie I have ever tasted." Betty felt happy and proud. The word about Betty's bakery started to spread. People told their friends about it. More and more people came every day. Betty was very busy, but she was happy. She loved seeing people enjoy her food. One morning, a little girl came into the bakery with her mother. "Can I have a chocolate cookie, please?" the girl asked. Betty gave her a cookie, and the girl's eyes lit up. "This is amazing," the girl said. It made Betty smile. Betty wanted to make her bakery even better. She decided to try making different kinds of bread. She made soft white bread, whole wheat bread, and garlic bread. The garlic bread was a big hit. People came just to buy it. "Betty, your garlic bread is the best in town," said an old man who came every morning. One day, Betty had a special visitor. It was the mayor of the town. He came to try her famous chocolate cake. He took one bite and said, "This is fantastic. You have a real gift, Betty." He wrote about her bakery in the local newspaper. The next day, even more people came to see the bakery they read about. It was a busy day, but Betty was very happy. As time went by, Betty's Little Bakery became popular. People from other towns came to try her cakes and bread. She started to get special orders for birthdays and weddings. One woman asked Betty to make a big cake for her wedding. It was a lot of work, but Betty was excited. She made a beautiful three-layer cake with white icing and pink roses. The bride was so happy that she gave Betty a big hug. Betty also started to teach baking classes. She wanted to help others learn how to bake. She taught children and adults how to make cookies and cakes. One day, a young boy named Sam came to her class. He was very shy and quiet. But when he started baking, he became happy and excited. "Look, Betty, I made a perfect cookie," he said. Betty smiled and said, "You did a great job, Sam." Betty's Little Bakery became a special place in the town. People came not only for the food, but also for the friendly atmosphere. Betty knew almost everyone's name. She talked with her customers and made them feel welcome. One rainy day, a woman came into the bakery looking sad. Betty gave her a free cup of hot chocolate. "This is for you," she said. The woman smiled and said, "Thank you, Betty. You made my day better." After a year, Betty's bakery was doing very well. She had many regular customers, and her shop was always full. One day, she got a letter. It was an invitation to join a baking contest in the city. Betty felt nervous but excited. She decided to join the contest. The contest was big, with many bakers from different places. Betty made her special chocolate cake for the contest. She worked very hard and made it perfect. The judges tasted all the cakes and talked together. Finally, they announced the winner. The winner of the best cake is Betty's Little Bakery. Betty couldn't believe it. She won first place. The crowd cheered, and Betty felt very proud. She held the trophy and said, "This is a dream come true. I am so thankful for everyone who supported me." Her friends and family were there, clapping and cheering for her. After the contest, even more people came to her bakery. Her business grew, and she had to hire two helpers. She hired Sam, the young boy from her baking class, and an old friend from school. They worked hard together and made the bakery even better. Betty's Little Bakery became famous. People came from far away to try her cakes and bread. One day, a food critic came to visit. He was very strict and didn't like many places. But after he tried Betty's chocolate cake, he smiled and said, "This is the best cake I have ever had." He wrote a great review, and soon Betty's bakery was in magazines and on TV. Betty never forgot how it all started, with her grandmother teaching her to bake. She still made chocolate cake every Sunday, just like when she was a little girl. Now, she shared her cakes with the whole town. She was happy because she followed her dream and worked hard. One day, a little girl came to the bakery and asked, "Betty, how did you become so good at baking?" Betty smiled and said, "I learned from my grandmother, and I never gave up on my dream. You can do it too if you follow your heart." And so, Betty's Little Bakery continued to grow, making people happy every day. It wasn't just a bakery. It was a place full of love, kindness, and sweet memories. Betty's success was not just about cakes. It was about making others smile and creating a special place in the town.